It was an emotional day for the South Australian city of Port Augusta as the community watched the bulk of what used to be its main employer, Alinta Energy's power station, get blown to the ground. The two boilers of the coal-fired Northern Power Station were this morning felled by explosives, while crowds of people watched on from the city's edge. Karma Reid reports from Port Augusta.
5, 4, 3.
A countdown, some flashes, then the main part of the Northern Power Station at Port Augusta came down, falling silently at first, the sound taking a few seconds to reach the edge of the city. The first major explosion in September last year was greeted by cheers from onlookers, impressed by the scale of the demolition. But from those gathered this time, there was mainly silence as they watched their workplace or that of family and friends fall to the ground. John Miller's entire working life has been at the power stations.
It was a bit sort of emotional. I saw the place built and constructed and commissioned, so I thought, yeah, it's a whole thing for me, the life cycle. I saw it built and, yeah, just to see it finally ended, I guess.
Was it a hard decision to make to come down here?
Yeah, it was. I originally wasn't going to come this far, and I thought I'd sit at home, and then I thought, well, it's going to happen whether I'm there or not, so I'll go and watch it happen. And yeah, it's been a sad moment for sure.
Demolition crews have been chipping away at the power stations since they closed in May last year, but today's felling is the biggest single piece of decommissioning.
You can see that, yeah, it's finished, it's all over and slowly coming to an end, a finite end.
Brad Williams from Flinders Power, the company in charge of the site, says today's blast was a success.
Went absolutely to plan, so looking at it from a distance, it seemed to be perfectly executed.
He says the company will host a community event for the next major phase.
The Northern Stack will be the main event for the power station demolition. It will be the final big piece of demolition on the site, and we're planning that for around about April, May next year. So that'll be a slightly bigger event again in terms of community engagement and recognising the long and rich history of the power station.
McMahon Services is contracted to undertake the demolition. Director Andrew McMahon says today's activity was unprecedented.
It's one of the biggest felling projects undertaken in the world, certainly the largest in the Southern Hemisphere. There's been a lot of preparation going, a lot of engineering and design. The design started on these two boilers back in nearly 2 years ago when we were doing the feasibility study for the project.
He says the 20,000 tonnes of steel pulled down today will be recycled.
They'll be, over the next 6 months, chopped up to export size and be shipped to Port Pirie for shipping to offshore recycling facilities.
To many Port Augusta residents, the power station emerging on the horizon on the drive back from Adelaide has been a sign that they're nearly home. Now what's left of the power station is outshone by the glowing solar thermal tower of Sundrop Farms, the changing skyline, a physical sign of the changing economy. John Miller again.
I think there's some very mixed emotions. People are seeing that demolished, but a lot of stories of all the new possible projects happening. So I think people are probably a little bit confused at the moment about what to think. You know, there's some history gone, but there's some history starting. So it's a bit of both for everyone.
Former power station worker John Miller ending that report from Karma Reid.